That tone indicates that somebody turned a microphone on. Oh. Test 1-2, check 1-2. Recording on microphones. Check 1-2, check 1-2, check, check, check. Check 1-2, check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, check, 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 check. Check 1-2, check 1-2.
Test 1-2, testing 1-2-3-4, test, 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 test.
Test 1-2, test 1-2, check, check, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, check,
multiple check, mics, check. Multiple mics, multiple mics.
Okay, even the wireless mic will get on there, so if somebody was out there talking on that, it would capture that.
you operating the computer here can see that something's actually coming on the computer. So if you notice those aren't jumping up and down when the mayor's talking, you can remind.
Test.
It is 6 o'clock. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Council President Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Bubin Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. The first item up is the consent agenda.
Did you, Mayor, do you need a motion to...
We can do that now if you want. Or
I don't know if we had to do that during the consent agenda or not, just change it.
We can do it right now. We probably have some audience members that are waiting, so that might be good for them.
Do we have it for next meeting?
The October 18th meeting.
18th, okay. Mayor, I do move that we reschedule the public hearing in consideration to approve 1602-S subdivision 1602-ZC rezone to the October 18th meeting.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to reschedule the public hearing for the rezone listed here for October 18th meeting. And I would say that the reason we're doing this is there was an improper advertisement to the wrong address for that meeting, so we have to advertise that again before we can officially have that meeting. So, all those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.
Mayor, if there's no further discussion, I move that we approve the consent agenda as listed.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Which takes us right to business items. Item 7A. Consideration to approve resolution number R70-2016 adopting water fees and policies for 2017. A resolution amending portions of the resolution R74-2015 that sets forth the authority for adopting water connection fees and monthly water service rates, establishes fees for connecting to the water system, establishes water use fees that are now amended with the water rate changes for all customers, provides for miscellaneous water customer service policies, sets forth minimum line sizes, and repeals fees and established by earlier resolutions, and sets an effective date. Gordon Law?
Mr. Mayor, since I've got the next five items, I figure I'll come up here and stand for a while.
Okay.
First item is, as was mentioned, this is the annual adjustment in utility fees for the city. The fees are adjusted virtually identical to the inflation rate of a percent and a half. And so with that, if you have any questions about it, I can discuss specific items.
Okay. Any questions for Gordon?
No.
Mayor, I had two questions for you, Gordon.
Please.
Just out of curiosity, when the I understand the extra usage of the water during the irrigation season, above the 10,000. But during the non-irrigation season, I'm curious of why is that a lesser amount than the because if you look at the first 10,000, you're looking at $20.47, which is 204, and then we go to $1.70 for the next 1,000 gallons. So I'm curious of why there's that discrepancy between the two, and it's just not the all the way across.
Okay, now you're going to have to start over with me again, but before you ask your question, are we talking about the amount beyond
the excess water fees?
Beyond the 10,000?
Beyond the 10,000.
Only, and then we get to a point where it's not at the same rate, but at a higher rate?
As I understand the question, it's why don't we take, if the first 10,000 is $20.47, why don't we divide that by 20? And then have that be the rate for each next 1,000 gallons.
Correct.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I appreciate that clarification because I would have been answering the wrong question. This whole fee structure was started, I guess, 10 years ago, before my time. Might have been during Councilman Cardoza's time. I can't explain all of those things, but maybe I can take the one question and address what I think is the answer to that one. First of all, that first fee rate of it's approximately $20. There's a portion of that that is actually a fixed cost, which is the cost for actually sending out the bills on a monthly basis to everybody, and that needs to be subtracted out. And then the next rate was established, I think, was it 3 or 4 years ago, when we were actually given a beneficial rate of somewhere around 38 cents a 1,000 gallons. And then it was decided that that number should be adjusted to over a period of time to actually match the regular rate, which is the $1.70 that you were talking about. Now, I don't know which part of that answers any of your question, or if any of it answers your question, but now start from there and then try to home in on.
No, that answers everything because I mean there were because you explained that the first $20 includes this is say the $1.70 for 10,000 gallons, $17, and the other extra $3 or $4 on top of that is for the administrative part of the fee. So completely answers. I just wanted to clarify why there's a difference in the cost of the water, why it seems cheaper to use excess water than it does to use the first part of the water. So I'm just trying to clarify that for record.
Okay.
The other question I had, I'm never in favor of increasing fees, but I understand the reason to increase them, so I understand that. But I'm curious of why we're not raising the connection fee 1.5% like everything else.
That also has a history. And part of it has to do with the local improvement district. So the city is judged by what the sum total of those connection fees are. And at least in previous times, there has been some concern about raising those connection fees because of the competitive issues involved. In addition, when those fees were originally set, they were set in kind of an anticipatory manner of what it was going to be expected to a cost, and as I've evaluated from year to year those fees, and by the way, most of those fees actually get returned to developers who oversize equipment. As I've looked at those fees, they have stayed very close to the demands that are coming in for oversizing costs. So I thought it probably that's an indication that maybe they shouldn't be raised, at least right now. Now, what I would suggest that a year or so from now, maybe 2 years from now, go back and look at that question again and make sure that we're keeping up during this rather intense development time, make sure that we keep up with our obligations on those reimbursement agreements. That's what I would suggest that you do. But I looked at it this year. We seem like we're holding fire on this one and taking care of things, but that's why they aren't adjusted. History, and it looks like they're covering what we need to have covered.
And this may not be a question for you, maybe more for planning and zoning. We're not seeing developers not building CUNA because of our connection fees.
I think probably universally, if I charged $1, that's too much. I haven't seen a wave of people moving away. I would say that we're not the cheapest fees, and we are not the median fee either, and we're certainly we're not the top fee either, but we're close to the top, and primarily because of the carryover from the local improvement district.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further for Gordon?
Mayor, I have a question, but it's not directed to Gordon, it's directed to John.
Okay.
On this, what was the cost of living increase we gave employees?
1.5.
So this addresses what the employees got. Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Anything further?
Sorry, I'm moving stuff around. I move we approve resolution number R70-2016.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R70-2016, adopting water fees and policies for fiscal year 2017. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item B, consideration to approve resolution, in case I didn't make it clear, the public hearing for the Young property is actually postponed until the next meeting. I didn't know if you guys got that. I didn't want you hanging around because I didn't say it right. Okay, thank you. All right, item B, consideration to approve resolution number R71-2016, adopting sewer fees and policies for 2017. A resolution amending certain sections of resolution R75-2015 that sets forth the authority for adopting sewer fees, establishes fees for connecting to sewer system, establishes monthly sewer use fees that are now amended with sewer rate changes for all customers, sets forth minimum line sizes, provides for a method of computing user equivalent, repeals fees established by earlier resolution, and sets the ineffective date. Gordon Law.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, as with the previous item, the same rules were applied both with respect to the user fees and lack of changes to the connection fees. If you have any questions concerning those items, again, it was 1.5% was the adjustment.
Okay, questions for Gordon?
I move we approve resolution number
R71-2016. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R71-2016, adopting sewer fees and policies for 2017. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item C, consideration to approve resolution number R72-2016, adopting 2017 Irrigation Assessment Resolution. A resolution of the Council of the City of CUNA, Idaho, setting forth fees, assessments, and policies for the CUNA Municipal Irrigation District for said city, receiving and accepting the assessment book for the 2017 irrigation season, receiving and accepting the estimate of expenses for the 2017 irrigation system, setting the time and place for the meeting of the Board of Correction for 2017 assessments, setting fees for connection to said irrigation system, setting uniform method of allocating assessments for the 2017 irrigation system, establishing billing policies, setting customer service charges, setting system policies, repealing existing fees and policies as previously set by resolution, and setting an effective date. Gordon Law.
Mr. Mayor, the setting of irrigation fees is a process prescribed in state code that governs the privilege the city has to establish irrigation districts, municipal irrigation districts. I have included in your packet virtually the same memorandum that's been there for the last yay many years, but understand that nobody remembers those things. So if there's any part of the memorandum that you would like to discuss further, I'd be happy to answer some questions now. Otherwise, we can begin through the process that is part and parcel of the setting of irrigation assessments. Calendar-wise, we are required to set these by the end of January of the year in which the irrigation season applies. So that would be January 2017. We have elected to move that forward to November, partly to match up as close as we can with the assessment practices of the underlying irrigation districts, partly to spread out the cost for the entire season so that it can be collected in smaller monthly amounts rather than a lump sum one time a year by April. So we've elected to do it in November. And frankly, over the last, I think this is the fourth year, I think, that we've done it this way. I would say that it's worked remarkably well to do that. Now, there are certain parts of the process that we go through. One of them is we have to set, before the expenses occur, we have to set what we think those expenses are going to be. And there is in the resolution a specific list of expenditures that are accounted for in this assessment setting process. Do you have any questions about any particular item in that expense list that you would like to discuss further?
Questions for Gordon?
Okay, I'll just say to you that one of the expenditures that we seem to have trouble, at least I have trouble hitting, is the electrical cost. And it seems to be rising faster than I'm keeping up to it. And that's the majority of the assessment difference between last year and this year. Now, what is proposed in the assessment resolution is an increase from $97 a year to $99.50, $2.50, or approximately 2.5%. That's different than the 1.5% that we talked about for the previous item, and almost the majority of that is that increase in electrical costs. Now, the other thing that we have to do is we have to set a Board of Correction date, which I think we've set for March
7th.
7th?
Yeah.
7th at 5:30. Is there any reason why council could not meet at 5:30? 30 minutes before we begin our regular session on March 7th?
Not at this time.
Okay. So the answer is not that we know of yet.
All right.
Calendar it right now and schedule it now.
Any questions about the assessment amount or any other item that's on the resolution? There was one item that we propose to add to the resolution that's underlined and highlighted. Let me find that. Mayor, do you remember just exactly what that item was?
Yeah, it's sorry, I'm not the mayor. It's on page. It's on page 10 and 15. Item VA4. Is that the one? Your capital reimbursement assessment. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. And what that item is related to is everybody has been paying what I would consider to be their fair share of connection fees associated with the irrigation system, except one notable group, and that is the lots, the common lots and subdivisions have been escaping that. This is a capture of that on an annual basis. That a portion of their assessment is based on the fact that they haven't paid connection fees. So you should think about that and then ask any questions you want about it, and let's figure out whether it should stay there or whether it should disappear. So.
What do you think is the time frame to recoup that cost of a normal?
What is actually in the resolution is interest only on the capital equivalent to the connection fees. So it would go forever. Now you could increase it and then reduce the amount of time from forever to something fixed, and that could be done. This actually on an annual basis provides the least cost, but that's what's in the language of it right now.
So to clarify, we are allowing a connection, but they're not paying a connection for a common lot.
Yes. And part of the reason is because they never pick up a building permit for it, and that's when we normally charge connection fees.
But most of them are inside a subdivision, though, aren't they?
Correct.
Do you know, this on a side, I didn't see where the dollar amount, you projected a dollar amount increase or a total dollar amount increase for the water and the sewer, but the PIE didn't. Do you have that number?
The typical change or increase is $2.50 per year.
What I mean
for the typical house.
What I mean is that you gave us that the before, like the water gave us a total increase of $24,000 for the year, and then I think it was $29,000 for the sewer of additional income.
And I don't know that I have it written anywhere, so I probably didn't calculate it.
In a vacant lot that you are that there's only the 1% increase. Why would we not do the 1.5 on that? Or why would you not recommend the 1.5 on that?
I think there's an increase on that. Let's see. There is a number.
Yeah, on page 3 of 15, under the annual assessment, vacant lots under 1 acre will increase from $1,450 to $1,475 or an increase of 1%.
Your thought is to increase it a tad more.
I would rather have everything consistent. I mean, I don't like it. I mean, just because I understand why it needs to be done, so I'm not against it. But if it can be more consistent, then I think it's fair. And that's what I'm looking for is more, I guess, fairness. I think like the common lots, I think we need to be charging the connection fee. I think the 1.5% on the vacant lot. I don't know why they're not paying the same as the rest, even though they're not using it. I mean, that's their choice. I mean, we're kind of saying that since we know they're not using, I'm assuming that the vacant lot is not using the pressurized irrigation, that's why we're giving them a lesser fee. But how is that any different than somebody who has a property that is not allowed to irrigate that portion of the property, and he has to pay that fee, or she.
Just for help here, John, could you calculate a 1.5% increase on $14.50? What the annual fee would be then for a vacant lot?
The total will be $14.72, so 22 cents.
That's less than
that's less than the number.
Right, I got the same number.
Yeah. Are you talking 1.5% increase on 14?
Let me go back to
So maybe it's in there at 1.5, and maybe it's just a typo says 1%, and it actually is 1.5 or close to it, 1.6.
Awfully close to it, isn't it?
And I'm all right with that.
Let me go back to, in the memo it said 1%.
Well, memo says 1%, yeah. Or in the, actually it's probably in the, it's in the memo.
Sounds like we're right on top of it.
Yeah, so that, okay, so just typo or clerical error.
Okay. Further question?
Mayor?
Yes.
I've got one, Gordon. In the potable water cost, if you take 16,000 that we've had in the previous, divided by 50.8 million gallons, you come up with approximately $315 per million gallons. If you take the $4,000 and divide it by 8 million gallons, you come up with a cost of $8,500 per million gallons. Why did the disparity between the old and the new? Does it cost more to have less tonnage or gallons pumped of domestic water?
Start me over again where you're starting, and John, tap your calculator to keep up with Richard here.
If you take 16,000 divided by 50.8 million gallons.
Richard, a little closer to the mic.
Oh. If you take, is that better? If you take 16,000 gallons, or $16,000 divided by 50.8, I think you come up with approximately $315 per million gallons.
Okay, so bring me up to date. What is the $16,000 and what is the 50.8?
That is our cost last year for potable water cost. This year, you've got 4,000, which if you take 4,000 to divide it by 8 million gallons, you come out with
okay.
$500 per million.
I now catch
million.
Up to you. You're on an expense item in the irrigation
right,
assessment.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, now that I know where you're at, $16,000 has been reduced to
$4,000. But the cost is almost double what it was last year for the same amount per million gallons. We're talking $500 per million as opposed to $315, I believe, John.
Okay, where does the 50.8 come from? You say 50.8 million gallons?
Yes, that's the figure you've got here as a...
Okay, pull me to...
That's on page 6 of 15.
6 of 15?
If it's the production of electricity for the potable water, I would have thought that would have been the increase in the estimated power cost from $82,000 to $106,000.
Okay, now I can explain it. We haven't been charging the cost for the water used to the full 50-cent rate that's in the resolution now. That's the potable water used. We have specified in the resolutions that it should be, I think it's 50 cents, which matches up with the second number, but doesn't match up with the first. So I brought those numbers in line with the water fee resolution on the cost.
So you're assuming the 2.5% increase in that factor.
It is partly there, but you'll notice that number has gone down, and the reason it's gone down is because our total consumption of potable water in the irrigation system has gone down. But previous to this year, the number was not matching up with the fee rate that had been established in the resolutions. I made sure it was consistent this year.
Okay.
To give you a perspective, we started out probably 4 years ago using 300 million gallons a year of potable water in the irrigation system. This year, we used 2 million.
This year, we used 2 million?
2 million.
What is the figure 50.8 million gallons then crossed out?
that was probably what was figured in last year's assessment, and it was carried over to this year. Because if it was crossed out, that was the number that was in last year's resolution. It's been crossed out, dropped to 4 million gallons, which is double what we actually used this year. Does that make sense?
No. It's double what we used. So you used 100,000 million gallons.
If you look
potable
at,
water.
If you look at page 2 of 15, at the very last item on page 2 of 15, this is how I made sense of it. So it talks about potable water cost, and it mentioned in 2014 we used 234 million gallons. In 2015 we used 96 million. And then it has the projections. If you calculate here, it looks like it's a cost of $2,000 per million gallons of water. So as I looked at the page that Rich was talking about, it actually made sense to me that there, that $16,000 would be there, but that's crossed out.
Okay, now, go real slow with me. I'm a senior citizen now.
In talking about our water use, so Rich's question of what the 50.8, is that a, did we think that was like half? And I pointed out on the bottom of page 2 of 15, it does say that in 2015 we used 96 million gallons. The prior year we'd used 234. So 50 might have been a good estimate if we were, you know, halving or more than halving each year the amount we were using. So that was my attempt at explaining why that 50 would be there.
Okay. Now, what I would draw your attention to is forget the number that's crossed out. Look at the number that's underlined in there to replace the crossed out number. Mm-hmm. That's 8 million gallons. 50 cents per 1,000 gallons equals the $4,000. So those numbers are consistent. The previous numbers, the two crossed out numbers are not consistent with the charged rate.
Because that's what we would be receiving?
That's what's been in the water resolution, that we weren't charging ourselves in previous years to the irrigation fund. 50 cents is the rate which we should have been charging.
Okay.
So now the 8 million gallons at 50 cents is the $4,000 that's in the budget. They match up now. They didn't previously.
Okay. So that explains the disparity between, if you do the math on the 2014 and 2015, the amount of water that was delivered and the cost, it worked out to $2,000 per million gallons. And you're saying that was not the correct cost, which is why we now have it for 8 million for only 4,000 instead of it being 16,000.
Yes. Yes.
Does that help at all?
I've got another question.
Okay. I'm losing ground then.
Are you expecting the power cost to go up roughly 25% then?
Yeah, actually, the trend shows it worse than that. So.
And how do we get the price of 93.8 and 20,200? How do you project that from the irrigation district when usually the farmers don't know until next year?
What we did was call up the irrigation district and say, what do you think the assessment's going to be?
So this is nothing more than an estimate of what it might be next year. Okay. One last question. What are adjustments by council?
It didn't happen last year. It didn't happen the previous year, but before that, council would come through and do an adjustment that they thought the assessment wasn't handled properly, but they would do it at Board of Correction time and not at the resolution or assessment adoption time.
Right.
So that number accounts for, I guess, your adjustments later on.
In case anybody shows up to Board of Correction and has an issue.
Yeah, and you see something, it could be an error in the calculation. And then we bring all those to you, and if you make adjustments, it has to be accounted somewhere. And
right. the board didn't make any adjustments last year, did they?
They did not, nor okay. the previous year, but the year prior to that they did.
Okay.
And you see the number has gone down.
Minimal.
Yeah, minimal.
Okay.
The one thing I noticed in here is on page 6 of 15, where it sets the Board of Correction, it still lists the old City Hall address. So we'll want to change that.
That's a good catch.
Thank you.
Do we have a carryover of funds from the PI from last year?
Actually, the PI, we keep pretty darn close. It may be $23,000 carryover, counting all the revenues that have come in.
Are those taken into consideration on a rate increase?
Maybe yes, maybe no. What I'm obligated by the state code to do is to estimate the costs and then spread out the costs. Things that I can't foresee is, for instance, last year our number of building permits was in the range of 200 for new homes, and it was actually in excess of 300. So those numbers kind of pile on, but you can't project going forward that we're going to have 300 this coming year. So I know I'm just taking a guess of where it's going to be at.
Without having the books in front of me, do we have a contingency balance in the PI fund? How much is it?
$150,000, but it's not figured in this fee. It's not included in the fee.
Why isn't it included?
We took it out of fund balance, and rather than decide to do it that way, rather than charge each of the users on a number that we have no idea what will happen to. And I recommend that you don't charge for that. I just recommend you pull it out of fund balance.
Yeah. I guess I don't understand how we have approximately 150 plus 20, which is 170,000 carryover, and then taking a 2.5% increase. Even though your expenses should not the credits be used, the balance of the contingency and the credit we have a carryover against the 2.5% we're asking for?
I'm not sure where you're getting 170,000, but I went through in the process of this to calculate, process of doing this assessment, to calculate what the estimated increase or unused monies was from last year to this, and it was around $25,000. So I'm not sure of the 170,000.
But don't we have 150 in the contingency, you said, John?
Yeah. Excuse me. I believe Gordon's talking about the carryover from this year to next year. So
it's 20.
Right. So that your total contingency was 150. Is that what you're saying?
The total contingency budgeted is to cover unexpected extreme expenditures. And they may or may not happen. So we take those out of the checking account rather than budget it out of our annual assessments.
So it's not as if we've already levied $150,000 in irrigation fees that we're just choosing to hold it off to the side in cases. It's we pulled that out of like the general fund contingency. So it would not be appropriate to count that towards paying irrigation costs.
That would be my
correct.
Strong advice not to.
Okay.
But we have a contingency for PI.
Yes, we do.
And we have a cash flow of after expenditures and revenue projected of $900,000 after, according to the budget.
Of $900,000?
After,
I think you're upside down on that one. I'm not sure where you're getting it, I guess what I'm really saying.
When I went through the budget, I thought I saw that after the expenditures and revenue for this year in PI, you were projecting a $900,000 cash flow at the end.
No. No, what you may be looking at is the fund balance.
But isn't that cash? That's what I meant, that there's cash means $900,000. And we're, I guess where I'm getting at is
these funds are somewhat given to us a little different than the general fund, because the general fund, everything is in the contingency. Whereas we, if we count the cash at the end, we technically have a $900,000 contingency in PI.
If we did it that way, I wouldn't recommend doing that way.
But,
I
don't think that's but comparing apples to apples, that's what it is. I know we allocate it differently, but comparing apples
what
to
I
apples.
What I thought you were saying, answering a question you didn't ask, I guess, I thought you were saying we had an excess of revenues over the course of the year of $900,000.
No, I know where you're at there, and I agree with you on that. I had one more question. Gordon, how many PI connections did we get from the old part of town that we were given the reduced connection fee for last year?
Maybe 10.
Can you give me a rough idea of how many are left? That if everybody hooked up, how many could hook up?
Probably that's one of those I can get the answer for you. We get it from the gravity irrigation accounts, and I just give you that number, but I don't have it off the top of my head.
Do you see at some point we probably should end that program to maybe encourage the use of that program?
That's entirely a council decision. We could end it this year if you'd like.
Well, I'd like to encourage people to use it if they're going to use it. I mean, I think... we can discuss that later, though. That won't be a basis on my decision.
And what you're speaking of is the 50% reduction in
correct
connection fee costs for those in the old part of town that didn't have PI when they first started out, and now it's become available?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further?
I move we approve resolution number R-72-2016 with a change noted for the address of City Hall.
I second that.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution R-72-2016 adopting 2017 irrigation assessment resolution. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Consideration to approve resolution number R-73-2016 accepting easement from People Empowerment Services, LLC for water and pressure irrigation services. Resolution approving acceptance of perpetual easement on the property owned by People Empowerment Services, LLC for the purpose of constructing and maintaining water and pressure irrigation mains. Gordon?
Mr. Mayor, this is more of a bookkeeping item relating with a single development who has provided an easement to the city for the placement of a small amount of water main and a small amount of pressure irrigation main. It would be my recommendation you accept the easement and then have it recorded.
Okay. Questions for Gordon on that?
No.
No.
I move we approve resolution number R-73-2016.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R-73-2016. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item E, consideration to approve resolution number R-74-2016. Approving an agreement with Keller Associates to prepare amendments to Pressure Irrigation Master Plan. Resolution awarding contract for consulting services to Keller Associates in the amount of $45,950 for preparation of an amended Pressurized Irrigation Master Plan. Directing expenditure of the funds from Irrigation Fund for said work and authorizing the mayor, city clerk, and city engineer to execute contract documents with said consultant. Gordon.
Mr. Mayor and members of council, the item before you is a continuation of Public Works efforts to support the expansion of the area of city impact. One of the things that's important in that process is that the city do planning for that proposed area. And in this case, we've already approved master plans for the sewer system, master plans for the water system, and this is a master plan for the irrigation system. The biggest issue to be resolved by this master plan is how the city is going to deal with moving into areas that do not have an underlying irrigation district. In areas that do have an underlying irrigation district, we have a second distribution system, a distribution system that's additional to our potable water. And part of the reason for that is because surface water rights are actually cheaper for us to use than trying to pull it from out of deep in the ground. And as we move into the more desert areas, the question probably needs to be asked of, do we want to have a second distribution system in areas when we're not going to have an accompanying surface water right to go with it? So this master plan is to try to address that question and examine the different issues associated with either having a separate distribution system or not.
Okay. Questions for Gordon?
No questions.
Here, I had one. Gordon, you're showing in the budget there was $30,000, and then we're using contingency for the other remaining $15,950.
Yeah. Okay. I estimated, just to add the clarification to the question, I estimated early in the budgeting process that that would cost $30,000 for the plan. When the final details came through, I finally gave up and concluded I was going to have to spend more to get what I thought we needed for the city.
Yeah. And it needs to be done, so I don't have a problem with it. Thank you.
I move we approve resolution number R74. Oh, did you
just before you do that, is Keller doing all of our engineering on both the water and sewer and the PI?
Not the sewer. But these two, water and PI, kind of go hand in glove. The better we do on the PI, the less potable water we use. And so the two are kind of related. And I felt like it would be best that the one plan be done in consideration of the other plan. And that's why the PI shows up in both their columns.
I guess my question is, if Keller is doing both, they're going to be in the same locale at the same time for the water and the PI. Are they giving us any kind of a break since they're not duplicating everything with their engineers?
I think so. The cost for the water master plan was 80-some thousand. The cost for the PI plan is 45. I think there's a combined benefit from that.
Thank you, Mayor.
I move we approve resolution number R74-2016.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R74-2016. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And I notice we have some scouts in the audience tonight. Do you want to introduce yourselves? Oh, come on. Just stand up, shout out your name. Nice. We've got one that we put to sleep. Oh, nice. Well, welcome. Thank you. And welcome to the new City Hall, the first meeting ever.
And she did not break the picture. It fell off the wall down the hall. So just
And you guys? All right. Well, thank you very much for coming tonight. Okay. And everybody, welcome to the new City Hall. It's been an interesting move getting over here, and we still have a few assorted boxes laying around that need put away, but we're getting there. And I just really appreciate all the hard work that all the city employees did, not only getting the building built, but getting moved over here. So we're sure going to enjoy it, and thank you very much. That kind of concludes the agenda. Is there any discussion items council would like to bring up?
No.
Okay.
Mayor, I just add one.
Okay.
I just wanted to, from what I can tell, the mayor's table looked like it was a success. I wanted to congratulate Chris on her organization of that. I know she had help putting it together, and I'm not trying to undermine any of that, but I do know that putting on events like that, there's a lot of countless hours before the event, making sure that everything gets put into place and everything's going to show up on time and fit together. So I just wanted to give her a little extra recognition on top of everybody else that helped, because I think without that coordination, it'd be very difficult to have that event. So I just want to say good job, Chris.
Yeah, it was a good, awesome event. Okay?
Mayor.
Yeah.
I guess he's gone. I would like to thank Bob Bachman for
that's
the job.
That's probably why he ran.
Yeah. So he's done a great job here. Great job.
Very nice.
Yes, he's done very well. Director's table over there, we were still trying to figure out the configuration and what would work best there, and so when we get to that point, he'll build something that's kind of matching to go over there so that the tables will go away eventually, but we didn't have that figured out yet, and I thought it might be good to give Bob a break for a couple of days so he didn't have to run quite so fast. But
so it'll be ready by the next council meeting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to push for that. Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.